Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is podcast number 17. The 10 best excuses not to exercise. We all saw the headlines. Too much sitting increases our risk of cancer by up to 66%. Sitting really is the new smoking. If you figure that sitting to watch TV for 1 hour shortens your life by 22 minutes, and smoking one cigarette takes 11 minutes off your life, then sitting down to watch your favorite TV show at night for an hour is the equivalent of smoking 2 cigarettes. We all know we need to get moving more. Not only do we need to exercise each day, but we also need to keep moving all day long. Sitting on our butts the entire day after a grueling one-hour workout in the gym will undo any potential benefit we may have achieved in the gym. Our bodies were genetically designed to move. We all need to get moving. Based on objective pedometer data, less than 1 in 20 American adults actually moves enough during the day. Every day I encourage my patients to get moving. Often when I make these suggestions, they have excuses. Hey, let's face it, we all have excuses why we would rather not move. Thus, I thought that in this podcast, I would compile the top 10 excuses I hear every day of why people can't get active. I know most of them, not because I've heard them from my patients, but because I've probably used them myself. Here are some of my top excuses of why we can't be physically active. Excuse number one, I don't have time to exercise. Fact, physical activity creates time. Being physically active will not only add years to your life, but will also make the years you have vastly more productive. Exercise promotes energy, alertness, and concentration, increasing the productivity and quality of the time you spend at work and with your loved ones. A recent study in a prestigious medical journal found that if people could be physically active for as little as 15 minutes a day, that it would improve their longevity by 3 years. That works out to be an extra 19 hours of life for every 1 hour of exercise. So for every 1 hour you put in, you get 19 hours of life back. Even if you're not concerned with the extra time later, how can you squeeze it in now? I get it. I'm a busy cardiologist. I serve as the incoming president of a large international medical society. I have church and community responsibilities, a family with 3 small children, and I'm writing a book right now with my wife, Jane. I can only find time to exercise on my days off. What about the other days? As I've analyzed my time, I find that I spend 2 to 3 hours each day on a computer. With my treadmill desks and my bike desk, I can now convert this computer time to exercise time. At my home, we've had this old treadmill that we purchased shortly after Jane and I were married more than 20 years ago. It was a treadmill that was gathering dust, and the incline button didn't even work. With some old furniture that we weren't using, an old nightstand on top of an end table, we now had the perfect treadmill desk. How much did this cost? Nothing. It was free. I've included a photo of my poor man's treadmill desk at the end of this on my website if you want to see this. So go to drjohnday.com and it's on my resource page. At the hospital, it was a bit more challenging. I made a strong case and even offered to pay for a treadmill desk. Fortunately, my employer, Intermountain Healthcare, agreed to buy the entire treadmill desk for me. If your employer is not in a position to help you with a treadmill desk, could you use a box marked for the recycle bin as your new standing desk? That's exactly what I did prior to my treadmill desk. Studies show that even just standing while working can burn an extra 50 calories an hour and strengthen your leg muscles over the course of the entire day. To help mix things up a bit at home, I took an old mountain bike that I was no longer using, and with a bike trainer and some bricks, woods, and barrel we had in our basement, I was able to build a bicycle desk. Once again, how much did this cost? Nothing. And if you want to see a copy, if you want to see a picture of this poor man's bike desk, go to my website, drjohnday.com, under the resource section. What if you don't spend part of your day on your computer? Well, two of my patients took their Lazy Boy chairs out of their front room and replaced them with a treadmill and a stationary bike. Now, when they sit down to watch TV or a movie at night, and rather they're exercising together instead. Is it any wonder that together they were able to lose close to 100 pounds and put their heart disease into remission? Excuse number two, my knees, or fill in the blank, hurt too much. Fact, the right physical activity is physical therapy. If your body is injured, it will hurt more if you don't use those muscles, tendons, and joints. There is something every one of us can do to stay active throughout the day. Be creative. If your knees hurt, try swimming, water aerobics, riding a bike, or cross-country skiing. The right physical activity will strengthen whatever ails you and help you to heal faster. This is exactly what I was doing before I made drastic changes in my own life. Little by little, I was withdrawing from all physical activity because it hurt. Somehow, I thought that if I just rested my fill in the blank, whatever was hurting that day, that I would start feeling better. I sat all day for my surgeries. This only made things worse for me. Paradoxically, by standing to do my surgeries at the hospital, along with a number of other changes, it actually allowed my joints and my back to heal. Find something you can do. Cross train. Do physical therapy. Something until your injury resolves. Most of my patients with severe joint problems and obesity have found swimming, water aerobics, or even walking in a pool against the current to be very therapeutic. Do something. Your life depends on it. Excuse number three, I can't afford to exercise. Fact, physical activity can be free, or it can even save you money. You do not have to pay for a gym membership or buy any fancy equipment to begin to be physically active. There are many things you can do for free. It does not cost anything to go for a nice walk. It may even be healthier to be physically active outside. All you need is a good pair of shoes, and you can start today. Be creative. You may even be able to save money by exercising. Can you bike to work? Many of my patients bike to work from April through October. Depending on your gas mileage, most of my patients save over $2,000 a year. What if you could eliminate one car altogether in your household? Better yet, biking to work could give you an extra 60 minutes of exercise time while only costing you perhaps 20 minutes more than what you would have spent by driving your car. Imagine that. A 60-minute workout with only a 20-minute investment. That's the kind of return I like. Number four, excuse number four, I don't have a babysitter. Fact, physical activity is vital for children too. We have three young children, so we understand that it can be a challenge to find any time, let alone exercise time, for yourself. Try taking turns with someone else, watching the kids while the other engages in physical activity. Better yet, try getting your kids involved. It will help them to build healthy habits now, and it can be fun. If they are really young, push them in a jogger stroller or pull them behind your bike in a bike trailer. Just last night, we biked as a family to Grandma's house. Go for a walk or a hike together as a family. I ski with my kids every week during the winter and spring. Plan physically active family vacations. Excuse number 5. I'm too tired to exercise. Fact, physical activity will give you more energy. Do you feel too tired after a long day at work to be physically active? Do you just want to relax? It can be difficult to get off the couch when you're feeling drained, but within a short time, you will feel more energized and alive physically, emotionally, and even mentally. Studies show that the best energy pill we have is to be physically active all day long. Put your workout clothes and exercise gear out ahead of time. Schedule a time to exercise with a friend. Not wanting to have to put your clothes out or your exercise gear away for nothing, and not wanting to let your friend down, it will encourage you to get out there and do something. Excuse number 6. I am not losing any weight. Fact, physical activity will tip the scale in your favor. Regular physical activity will increase your metabolism, so you will burn more calories even while at rest. Most people naturally start to make healthier food choices once they begin exercising. Unfortunately, others, like me in the past, believe that they could eat anything as long as they burned off the calories. The trouble is that exercise rarely works alone. Unfortunately, exercise increases your appetite, at least in some people. An energy drink or a big unhealthy meal following your workout could completely undo any benefit you may have achieved. You also cannot look at exercise as punishment for unhealthy eating. You have to eat right and move your body. The two work together. Interestingly, there have also been other studies that have shown that exercise can reduce your appetite. So the data are mixed on this. I find that in my own life that where exercise really helps is it helps me with emotional eating. If I'm exercising regularly, I'm not eating crap that I didn't need for emotional reasons. I'm eating because I need the fuel for my body. While physical activity, for most people, it decreases your desire to eat junk, in some people, it could actually cause you to want to eat some junk. And so, why is this the case? Maybe it's due to years of when you were a kid going to Little League games where you were routinely rewarded. At least I know with our kids, they go to a soccer game or a baseball game, they finish the baseball game, and then they serve them a big box of donuts and an energy drink or juice drink. It's just sugar upon sugar after sugar. And the problem is, what are we doing to our young athletes? We're training them to eat crap after a workout. And so if you do crave junk after a workout, maybe it's not really your body telling you that. Maybe you've been preconditioned from years of going to Little League games. Physical activity is not a free ticket to eat junk. It's a ticket to a healthy life. Staying active enough will help you. It's probably the most important thing to help you to maintain a normal, healthy weight. But as you grow older, you might find it increasingly difficult to lose weight. And it may take more time for all of the benefits of your new routine to develop. Just be patient and think of physical activity as a lifelong plan or a lifelong pursuit. Excuse number 7, I don't want anyone to see me. Fact, physical activity will enhance your self-esteem. Do you often feel intimidated to go to a gym or exercise in your neighborhood? If you worry about not having the right clothes or the right body to fit into the gym culture or be out in your neighborhood, please consider that this is the time to honor and take care of yourself rather than being held back by fears of what others may or may not think. Also, you don't need to box yourself into going to a gym if it doesn't work for you. There are plenty of activities you can choose in lots of different locations. Be creative and be willing to experiment. You deserve to feel great, and exercising is one of the best ways to feel more comfortable and confident about your body. Excuse number 8, I just can't do what I used to do. Fact, you can be physically fit at any age. If you have never been active, you now have a chance to get in the best shape of your life. You may not be as fast or as flexible as you once were. It is natural for our bodies to change over time. You simply need to redefine what it means to be physically fit at each stage of your life and then go for it. My patient Mary could barely even walk without becoming short of breath. She refused to let this stop her. With encouragement and with tracking her daily results, she was able to eventually build up to 7 miles a day within 3 months. It really is never too late to start. Excuse number nine. Exercise is too boring. Fact, there has to be something you enjoy doing. I think the problem here is that most people equate exercise to going to the gym. I get it. If exercise meant that I had to go to the gym, then guess what? I would hate it as well. I have a confession to make. I hate the gym and have not been to the gym in years. For me, I have to be outside or in the mountains being physically active for it to be fun for me. When my patients ask me what type of exercise should they do, I always answer, do something you enjoy. If you enjoy it, you'll stick to it. There has to be something you enjoy. Find it and do something every day. Do you like dancing? Well, go dancing. Do you like golf? Well, then go golfing, but please carry your own clubs and stay away from the cart. Do you like gardening? Then please garden, as this is an incredibly beneficial activity with many health benefits. Excuse number 10, I'm afraid to exercise. Fact, except in rare cases, being physically active is one of the best things you can do for your body. When I encourage my patients to be more physically active, I often hear the excuse that they are afraid that they might hurt their heart or even die from exercising. When I hear this, it really saddens me because the thing they need most is to move, and to fear what they need most is really something that should be avoided. If you have experienced any of the following symptoms, please talk with your physician before becoming physically active again. This would be if you haven't been physically active in years, you have some sort of a pre-existing cardiac condition, you experience shortness of breath, chest discomfort. Except in very rare cases, being physically active is one of the very best things you can do for your heart. Amazingly, study after study shows that for patients surviving even a heart attack or living with heart failure, one of the best things they can do to improve their heart and their health and their wellness is to be physically active every day. Just days after a heart attack, we'll get these patients out of bed and into an exercise program. Try to be honest with yourself. Your excuses may be unnecessarily limiting your life. These excuses are common. Odds are you'll see yourself somewhere in this list. Even my wife Jane and I have used some of these excuses from time to time. The bottom line is that despite whatever limitations you may be facing, there's always something you can do. Be creative and remain open. Studies show that every effort you make will increase rather than decrease your capabilities over time. What do you think? What helps you to stay active? please let me know. Go to my website, drjohnday.com, and let me know what works for you. So just as a wrap-up, my top 10 excuses. Number one, I don't have time to exercise. Number two, my knees are blank, hurt too much. Number three, I can't afford to exercise. Number four, I don't have a babysitter. Number five, I'm too tired to exercise. Number six, I'm not losing any weight. Number seven, I don't want anyone to see me. Number eight, I just can't do what I used to do. Number nine, exercise is boring. Number 10, I'm afraid to exercise. Hopefully, as we've gone through all of these, I've been able to refute each of these excuses. Hopefully, you'll all be motivated to get out there and do something. If you've enjoyed what you've listened to, please share it with a friend. Share my podcast, share the newsletter, and please give us a rating on iTunes. This will help us to get the message out. Too much of what we face here in this life are things that can be easily prevented. Thanks. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this, and I know that you will find a completely different life, a life that you never knew could be so enjoyable by becoming physically active. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.